The U.S. government has agreed to resettle 15,000 ethnic Hmong from Laos who've been living illegally for years in Thailand. Dwali Tsai-Kau-Tel reports the U.S. decision was prompted by a sense of obligation to the Hmong who fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War.
When the U.S. pulled out of Saigon in 1975, Pua Sa Li escaped to Thailand from Laos. He and his family feared persecution for siding with Americans in a secret war, fighting communist Vietnamese forces along the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
We have been wounded by the Vietnamese, by their big guns. Me? I still have bullet parts in my body.
Today, Li lives with thousands of other Hmong on the grounds of a Thai temple called Wat Tham Krabok. Without any legal status, life here has been difficult for the Hmong. These men are making traditional Hmong knives to barter. The women sew and the children play on dirt fields. U.S. Ambassador to Thailand, Daryl Johnson.
In this case, it was really a matter of recognizing that there was a situation of great difficulty in the temple here, where the infrastructure was really not sufficient to maintain a population of this size.
This population has been a source of tension between Thailand and Laos for years. Lao officials have long suspected that some in this camp are involved in resistance activities against the current regime. Deadly bus attacks on tourists in Laos and bomb explosions in the capital, Vientiane, have been blamed on so-called rebels like the Hmong. But 75-year-old Lompa Charun Panthian says the Hmong only want to live in peace. He is the abbot of the temple. He and his late brother have been helping the Hmong for decades.
The Hmongs are not maidi. They are not bad. And they also do not want drugs. They want education. This is one thing that they really look forward to and want is education.
Many in this makeshift camp lived in UN refugee facilities before they officially closed in the late 1990s. At that time, these refugees were given choices: to be formally repatriated back to Laos or to be resettled in a third country. Most were afraid to go back to communist Laos, and they were also fearful to travel to a third country. Nina Schaefer is a former UNHCR field officer in Thailand. She said the Hmong gave many excuses to not be resettled.
There was sometimes the buses would come up, people had been accepted for resettlement, there's supposed to be 110 people in the bus. Not one person got on the bus. Oh, we threw the chicken bones last night. Doesn't look good. I'm not going. Oh, I had a new pair of trousers made. They're not finished yet. Can't go. Oh, I had to go off to the border to get some new mushrooms. I don't know. You know, they changed their mind.
But now, many realize that there is no future for them in this overcrowded camp. Still, there are other hurdles in the resettlement process. Some Hmong men have more than one wife, and under U.S. regulations, they cannot be accepted. Others fail drug tests.
A lot of Hmong were opium addicts, many because they were war veterans wounded in action, and they used the opium as a traditional medicine, as a traditional pain reliever.
That's Joe Davey, co-founder of the International Hmong Human Rights Watch and also a former refugee counselor in Thailand. He says many in this temple population struggled with this problem. Despite these challenges, the State Department wants to accept as many Hmong as possible for resettlement in the United States. Again, U.S. Ambassador to Thailand, Daryl Johnson.
We have long felt that we had a special responsibility to the people of Hmong origin from Laos. We do have an obligation to the people who have resettled here.
At Wat Tham Krabok, everyone is curious about their future. We can't wait, this woman says. She's anxious about her future. In a few months, a screening process will begin and all eligible refugees will be resettled in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Tsai-Kau-Tel at Wat Tham Krabok, just north of Bangkok.